The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is Pandemic 2020, an AM 970 The Answer special report with your host, Joe Piscopo.
The Chinese, behind the shield of the World Health Organization, for 2 months hid the virus from the world.
Particularly if you take New York, which we all know is having a disproportionately higher proportion of the burden.
Vaccine or no vaccine, we're back.
Stay on top of this fast-breaking story. What's going on with work, travel, medical, food, real estate, exercise? Get the latest breaking news right here with your host, Joe Piscopo.
Okay, I'm posting Dr. Stephen Greer. I'm on Facebook now posting Dr. Greer's picture and his book. I'm telling you, the medical advocate, this is the man. This is the man. We had him on the show. He answered all questions about the coronavirus ahead of everybody else, including all the medical experts in Washington, D.C. Everybody you see on TV, Dr. Stephen Greer answered all the questions. Everybody's pulling at him every which way because he started on our show. Yet he's kind enough to give us credit, saying, as I said on the Joe Piscopo show, Dr. Greer, you are the man. You are the man. Capital T, capital M, the man. Yes, you are. Thank you, sir, for joining us. And I'm posting all over social media because I know you are just so ahead of it. Do you spend your time in books, Dr. Greer? Do you just absorb yourself to be as knowledgeable as you are, sir?
Thank you. Very kind of you. Good to be back.
Well, you're the guy that knows about this. How did you said so casually when we talked about this was a couple months ago, Stephen. This is a couple months ago. And I'm the guy, and I'm hearing, like, you know, remdesivir. You're the guy out of everybody on any channel anywhere, news, radio, or anywhere. I can't emphasize this enough. You said, Frankie Five Boroughs says, you got to talk to Dr. Stephen Greer. I said, bring him on. Let's do it. You casually said, we have drugs for this thing, this COVID-19. And you said remdesivir. You said hydroxychloroquine and Z-Pak. You said it. And now everybody went against it. Then all of a sudden, Mayor de Blasio's begging the federal government for remdesivir, right? So you just knew this from day one, yes?
Yeah, well, that's related to why I thought it might be interesting to talk today is this week, I think it was this week, the big news was the how dare President Trump take hydroxychloroquine himself? You know, what is this? He's crazy. I just want to explain why he's doing it. There's very good medical reasons for it. There's a lot of evidence that shows that when you take it to prevent or prophylactically the virus, that it works. We saw this overseas when people were taking it for malaria, and then coincidentally, oh, they're not getting the virus either. So there's a big trial. This is what I want to tell you. It's a little scoop for you.
Okay.
There's a big trial in Detroit, Henry Ford Hospital, run by William O'Neill. Coincidentally, I've known Dr. O'Neill for 20 years. He used to do a lot of medical device clinical trials that I followed in Wall Street. So, and they've already given 3,000 of their employees hydroxychloroquine, and then they're going to monitor them and see if they have the endpoint of not getting the virus, or if they do get it, are the symptoms less severe and so forth. So that data will be out in July, okay? Okay. And I think it's highly likely it will succeed, meet the endpoint. And if it does, that is bigger than any vaccine news, because the vaccines will never be scalable. You can't give them to everybody, especially this Moderna vaccine. It's a highly controversial messenger RNA never used before. You can't transport it because it has to be under a very cold temperatures. Your typical Walgreens and Rite Aid won't be able to stock it. So that's ignore news on that. That's short the stock, okay? But so vaccines won't be the big holy grail that everyone's making them out to be. And even if you get a vaccine, the virus is still replicating. So the way to treat millions of people and say it's safe to go back to work is some sort of magical drug that prevents you from getting it. And that's what prophylactic hydroxychloroquine could be, and so we'll know in July. And that's what I wanted to give you a heads up on.
You said that from day one, and it's okay. But even if they have this, from Henry Ford, if it comes out that it's okay, yes, this is it. Do you think the press is going to actually go for it? Because anything the president does, they go up against. It's like they will not. They don't want to hear a cure for this virus. I'm thinking, Doc. You know what I'm saying when I say that?
Oh, I'm sure the press will continue to make fools of themselves when the data comes out and find holes in it, poke holes in it, and so forth. That doesn't matter. The press is irrelevant. They don't have much power anymore. And so I wouldn't be too concerned with the idiots and the propaganda press say, but they will have to cover it. That'll be a big event. So the two things is the vaccines are being hyped by the same press we just mentioned. That's not going to be the holy grail that gets us out of here. So they're using that as an excuse to say, we can't open the country until a vaccine comes out. They know they don't really mean it. They know that the vaccine won't come out until after the election. So they're hoping people don't go to the election booth is what they're trying to do. It's just flagrant.
You are so the man, man. God bless you, Doc. You're right on the money. You're speaking the truth. Now, tell us about the Moderna vaccine. Oh, my gosh, was that all in the press? Yeah. I mean, they come out with that. You have doubts about this vaccine, sir.
Okay, it's never been tried before. So anyone who's ever, in college or medical school, whatever, gone into a basic science, RNA is this little molecule that's very fragile. It will fall apart in seconds at room temperature. So that's why attempts to make therapeutic things out of it don't work. So if this does work and they're highly controlled studies where they've got all the controls, how are you going to get it to a lot of people? Well, you're not, because it has to be extremely cold. You can't ship that in trucks. And when you ship it, where's it going to go? It's not going to go into retail pharmacies. They can't handle it. So, by the way, it genetically alters your own DNA, your own genetics. I don't see the anti-vaxxers going for it. Let's put it that way.
Yeah, oh, my gosh. So, hey, Doc, I got to ask you, too, Dr. Stephen Greer with Joe Piscopo on the radio. So, by the way, the book is The Medical Advocate. Dr. Greer knows about the elderly. Also a Wall Street analyst, but I'm just saying. But back to the medical, I'm watching the doctors, and I'm watching the president say, Dr. Greer, I'm on hydroxychloroquine. And then I'm thinking back what you said prophylactically. That's what's going to work. Now they're doing the trials. They'll probably come out in a positive way. Well, the press went nuts. Then there's doctors on there and they're going like, no, it kills you. It's doctors telling you that. And I tell you this, you don't have to answer this, Dr. Greer, but are there pharmaceuticals that kind of quote unquote own those doctors? And that's why we get the answers that we get, sir.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Someone who did a really good job is Cheryl Atkinson was a CBS reporter until she got fired by being too truthful about Obama. And then President Obama's spy hat broke into her computer. So she's a really good journalist. She's now at Sinclair Broadcasting.
Yeah, with James Rosen. Sure.
Yeah, and so she did just last week a story on this, coincidentally, and other places. So, all of these doctors who are coming out against hydroxychloroquine have financial ties to other drugs like Gilead's, Remdesivir, and so forth. So, yeah, there's financial conflicts all over the place. But more importantly, these handful of trials that have been hyped in the media saying, oh, hydroxychloroquine doesn't work. Well, none of those doctors will come on the media to talk to Cheryl. I've tried myself. No, they won't talk. So that's a big red flag when usually doctors are very willing to talk about their research because they never get any attention and they love the 15 minutes of fame. And the fact that they're not talking knows it's nonsense. Okay. So show me one so-called critic of hydroxychloroquine who's a so-called doctor publishing it. And you guys, have someone try to get him on the show, and I bet you $1 million they won't show up, okay?
Yeah,
that tells you a lot.
You're right. But also, a shout-out to our friend on Fox News, Dr. Jeanette Neshawat. She goes, I give hydroxychloroquine to my patients all the time. You just got to check with your doctor, make sure it's okay. Yeah. What's with the heart palpitations, the heart problems? Isn't that if you take it 5 years? I mean, is that bogus, Doc?
The drug is so dangerous that Chris Cuomo took it. Okay.
Ouch. Ouch.
The governor's brother took it, and the governor is out, you know. So and everyone hypocritical as hell. Anyone in the press who got the virus, I guarantee you, would take hydroxychloroquine.
They'd be running for it. You're absolutely right. Hey, give us your take. Speaking of Governor Cuomo, and again, I don't like to blame. We're all in this together, and I hesitate to blame the governors for what they did. But this nursing home scandal, I mean, this is it's just unsettling, Doctor. Your thoughts on that, please.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. You see the news making the news today is this horrific video of a man beating up, just sadistically beating up an elderly man in a Michigan nursing home, the governor there in Michigan. So the New Jersey nursing homes, the New York nursing homes, is an atrocity we've never seen in this country. In my book, The Medical Advocate, I have a chapter that goes through the history of American medicine and all the bad things it's done to us, like unethical trials and so forth, you know, where they use this as getting sick. But this, what's going on right now, is worse than any of that. And so Governor Cuomo started it all. The other, New Jersey, Michigan, they copied him, Pennsylvania. And he's got blood on his hands, and this all started on your show when we talked about it. Then there's some elected officials saying, hey, we need an investigation, a federal investigation. So the snowball is growing, and he's so worried about it that he's now stooping to blaming Trump. Trump caused me to do it, you know.
I saw that. I couldn't believe he went there. Because just to be clear, Governor Cuomo said the CDC, this is the guidelines of the CDC. There was an article in the New York Star Ledger by our friend Paul Molschein who said, that is not the case. The warnings came from out in Washington State. So what Governor Cuomo said, again, not to vilify, but objectively speaking, Dr. Greer, that is not the case. The CDC guidelines were not to put COVID patients with nursing in the nursing homes, correct?
Yeah, yes. No, Governor Cuomo doesn't have a leg to stand on there. So he's guilty as heck. It's just a matter of, is there going to be any law enforcement official in the federal government to have the guts to go after him? And I hope they do. We just need a cacophony, snowball growing of people like you've had on your show. You can't let that happen. You can't let an elected official for political reasons do a policy that they know will kill people. It's called euthanasia. We don't do euthanasia in this country. If we let it stand, it will happen again. There must be something about it. But
no, you're right, Dr. Stephen Greer. I just want to reiterate that Dr. Greer pioneered how hospitals care for the elderly. The book is The Medical Advocate, Dr. Stephen Greer. Before we let you go, Stephen, can I grab a couple questions from our callers? Dr. Greer,
sure,
is that okay?
Sure.
You're very very kind with your time, sir. Judy is one of our star listeners. She's part of the family. Judy, we love you. Do you have a question for Dr. Greer?
Yes, I do. Thank you so much, Joe, and thank you for bringing on Dr. Greer. I think you're the head of the class, and I think you should be head of the CDC, Dr. Greer. You're fabulous, and you have a lot of guts. You have a lot of guts, and I love people with guts. Let me tell you, say it like it is, and you say the truth as you know it and as you believe it. And by the way, what came to mind with Cuomo, what he did, to me, it's like Sarah Palin's death panel. That's how I felt. Like, that's it. Palin's death panel for elderly because they're useless, you know? So getting to the questions real fast, I've got two fast questions. I hope you allow me. Let me ask you a question, Dr. Greer. How do you feel about people under their doctor's supervision for prevention and protection and to feel secure about themselves to take the hydroxychloroquine with the zinc, possibly Z-Plaque, whatever, both, whatever the doctors say, just for precautionary measures? And the second question, how hot does heat have to be to kill this virus? How hot?
I don't know the heat question. But there's good study. It's out there. You can Google it down in the state of Florida. They've looked at it. So definitely warmer temperatures in certain climates and the humidity does kill the thing when you're outside. So that's probably one reason why California and Florida and so forth have had lower rates. You should have the right to do whatever you want in terms of taking medications. As long as it's an approved medication, which hydroxychloroquine is, the decision throughout history of American medicine has never had a governor getting between you and your medicine. It's been a federal FDA matter. And then once the drug is approved, doctors can write prescriptions for that drug. Now, the important thing here, again, I'm not promoting this book of mine, Medical Advocate, for any money reasons. I don't make any money off it. I wrote it for patients. It's you have to be your own advocate, okay? If you are in the hospital with the virus and the hospital is laughing, no, we don't think demand it, okay? Likewise, to your question, if you think you've been exposed and want to take it to prevent as prophylactic measures, demand it. Okay, and insist on these things, and you control everything that happens to your body, whether it be a CAT scan that you don't think you need or a medicine you do think you need. So, yes, it's perfectly legal for you to do it. There's plenty of science behind it. The President of the United States did it for a reason, and you can easily Google this stuff. Go to my website and so forth. It's called the WHIP. WHIP is the acronym. And Henry Ford Hospital, and you could go to clinicaltrials.gov and pull up all of the information on the trial. So, okay. Yeah, it's not weird quackery. You can absolutely take these medications.
Dr. Greer, we appreciate it so much. Let me go to Joseph before we let you go, sir. If I may, Joseph's a dedicated listener. Sure. Joseph, always nice to hear from you. Your question for Dr. Greer, please.
Yeah, thanks. The social distancing and the mask seem to work, doctor. The lockdown caused a lot of damage. Why didn't we do that right from the beginning, just without the lockdown?
The masking and so, we should have. They lied to us about the mask. There's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. They were afraid too many people would use the mask, the PPE. So the CDC and other stooges and Anthony Fauci they're all on video. You can see it. Lied to us, and then they changed their tune. So yes. I was the first one on this show and other shows to say, yeah, masks work. Surgeons have been wearing masks for 200 years. You know, nurses wear masks. So if you are concerned about getting the virus or spreading it to others, absolutely wear a mask. And yes, we should have done it sooner. To that point, there is no scientific evidence that any of this house arrest, which is what it is, it's not mitigation or so, that's all euphemism. These house arrest orders have not done anything. They have not done anything. They've made the matter worse. Two points of evidence. In New York State, 66 to 80%, depending on how you divide, everyone getting the virus in New York has been under house arrest. And then J.P. Morgan analysts came out, and they looked at all the data from all the states. And so, and of the states that ended the lockdown had lower new case rates. So we've never tried it in the history of mankind. That no one's ever tried this massive house arrest, the social distancing, lockdown stuff, and for good reason. There's no scientific evidence behind it, and we're now seeing the evidence and that it did not work. So going forward, right now, should New York City be open? Yes, because there's no evidence that what we've done so far has done any good. Open up everything, okay? And the only way to get rid of this virus is herd immunity. That means school children by the millions have to go out there and get it and then be immune. We need herd immunity. It's not a vaccine. We need herd immunity. That's the only way to get rid of this thing. And so there's your answer.
Dr. Greer, you're the best. I know. You know what? We're going to have to let the doctor go. The call board is just blowing up. We love when you join us, Dr. Greer. Thanks for being ahead of, and everybody's getting it now and listening to what you're saying. Thanks for being ahead of this whole thing and dealing in such a common sense way. By the way, the book is The Medical Advocate is from Dr. Stephen Greer. This is the man right there. He knows everything. He is the guy, the medical advocate. And by the way, just real quickly, the economy, will it ever recover? Because you are a Wall Street analyst as well, being the brilliant doctor that you are, sir. The economy-wise, when do we come back, do you think, Stephen Greer?
Well, thanks for those comments. But yeah, the last time we spoke, I was really gloomy, and we have bread lines and food lines, and we were on the cusp there. But we're already seeing evidence in the last couple of weeks of so I am more optimistic than I was 2 weeks ago. I do believe a lot of this will recover quickly. And to my point is we need to stop this stuff, open up everything immediately today, not August, not July, not June, now. And
That's it.
I think it'll recover.
Dr. Stephen Greer, God bless you, man. Thank you so much for joining us. And please come back any time, Dr. Greer. And have a very, very meaningful Memorial Day weekend, sir.
Hey, I will, and you're doing really good work, so keep it up. Thanks.
Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Greer. That means a lot coming from you. Dr. Stephen Greer, by the way, Google, please. Dr. Stephen Greer and the Medical Advocate is the book. It's a must-read. Hey, 920, and thanks for the calls. I apologize we couldn't get to all of them. 924 right now, and well, let's go to traffic, and then you know what? We're going to have Bill Donahue join us, and Pat LaFrade is going to join us, tell you about grilling and everything as we roll into Memorial Day weekend. Right now, Susie Cerone is out there for Debbie Duhaime on AM 970 The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Sunny skies and 62 now in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, alternate side is in effect. An accident on the West Shore Expressway northbound near Victory Boulevard. One lane block. You're backed up from Arden Avenue. And still heavy delays on the northbound Gowanus from the Belt Merge up to the Gowanus Canal. That's 30 minutes. Into the city, 5 minutes at the George Lincoln in Holland in northern New Jersey. 23 remains closed north and south on Quarry Road to Oak Street. That's an ongoing accident investigation. Checking your forecast, some sun now. Won't last long. Rain moves in this afternoon, heavy at times with a high of 73. Spotty rain tonight, 60 in the city. Saturday, rainy and 67. Sunday and Monday, partly sunny and 68. Traffic is sponsored by Nature Valley Crunchy Bars. The satisfying crunch of Nature Valley Crunchy Bars can keep your family going, which means more outside fun for you. And with whole grain and oats and real delicious honey, it's really tasty too. Nature Valley Oats and Honey Crunchy Bars. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Well, you know, when I originally called in, I said I was 87 years old and I'm walking around like an 87-year-old guy. I says, this can't happen. So when I started on the Balance of Nature, I would say within about 7 days, 10 days, I started to feel better. I have more energy now than I can remember. I kind of reached the goal as far as I was dragging around the house, and now I walk with a lot more energy. So I've heard your advertisements for years, and I've heard the stories, and I was just saying, yeah, I think this is time for me to stop moping around the house and do something. And it worked. I'm within about 10 days, I'm feeling much, much better. Being the fact that it's not medication and it works that well, I mean, come on. You could sell it for something else.
Seriously, I thought it was going to be so horribly expensive that I couldn't afford it. And these Balance of Nature capsules are so reasonably priced. I mean, I am shocked. When you think about going to a store and getting all the supplements and vitamins and all the things that you need, Balance of Nature fruits and veggies are so much less expensive and so much more perfectly natural.
I try to eat healthy, but there's no way I can get the nutritional equivalent in my diet that I get from my Balance of Nature. What you eat today determines the kind of cells your body's going to make tomorrow. Instead of eating, you know, 15 pounds of vegetables, you can take this product. And I think in the future, from taking Balance of Nature, my body's going to be making a lot better quality cells. I'm really excited about this product. You know, you're going to get enough to make a big difference.
Experience the Balance of Nature difference for yourself. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code THEANSWER.
Listen to us online at am970theanswer.com. Tune in, iHeart, Alexa, or radio.com.
Good morning, Joe, on the radio, 928, telling you about the Atlantis. Fresh, salty air, beautiful skyline views. Listen to me, okay? Gourmet food and bar menu, first-class entertainment, immaculate facilities, plenty of space. What is not to love, I ask you? You know, your guests are sure to be impressed when you book the Atlantis Mega Yacht for your event. It's really great. We do. It's where we go with the Schmooze Cruise. We take all the wonderful family of sponsors that we have that I tell you about that make your life better. They come on to the Piscopo Show. They come out to AM 970, The Answer, and we go out and we go on the Hudson and on the East River, and you see the beauty and the architectural beauty of New York that you can't see from the street, right? Captain Fred is great. He makes it so hospitable. You will love it. The New York Cruises staff go above and beyond every detail. Something to think about, but you got to start planning today. You have to start planning today. You know what's going to happen? You know, Dr. Greer is right. Boom. We're going to be back before you know it, we're just going to be back. So you should book the Atlantis today. And you can call New York Cruises to schedule a private viewing of the Atlantis. I'm going to give you the number. Here it is. You set 212-633-1231. Hello. 212-633-1231. Mention AM970 The Answer for 10% off your booking. This is a special offer. Given the times, consider booking now to save later, please. 212-633-1231 or visit NewYorkCruises.com.
Dennis Prager coming up at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, Joe on the radio. Good morning. Good morning. 9:30. Bill Donahue is president of the Catholic League. Hey, Bill, welcome back to the show. Wishing you all the best this Memorial Day weekend. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing the best I can with what we have here, but we like to listen to your inspirational voice.
Oh, you are most kind. Hey, can they open the church, Bill? Come on, you and I, diehard Catholics, man. And again, we love all religions. We love everybody. If you're an agnostic and an atheist, we don't care. We love you anyway. What's with opening liquor stores but not churches, Bill Donahue?
Well,
help me out here, please, huh?
Yeah, I mean, you hit on the right thing. Look, I said from the very beginning that I'm okay temporarily during an emergency that you have to shut down the churches for a crisis. But I said the government has to use the least restrictive measures. So when you open up liquor stores and parking lots and other facilities and you say the churches are in last place, that doesn't wash, which is precisely why the bishops in Minnesota now have sued. Because and they've been joined by the Lutheran Church out in the Missouri Synod, also in Minnesota, the Catholics and Lutherans coming together saying, wait a minute, we're not against precautions and restrictive measures, but you're putting us in last place. We have a First Amendment right to religious liberty. There's no First Amendment right to booze as much as Bill Donahue likes his booze.
There you go. Now you put out a statement yesterday, Bill Donahue, calling for a federal investigation into Governor Cuomo's handling of the nursing home crisis. What is driving this, sir?
Well, here's the thing. Now we have Democrats like something like Richard Gottfried have also calling for an investigation. Cuomo wants Letitia James, the attorney general, to do it. And I've dealt with her. I think she's an honorable person. My problem is not with her. I think it has to be independent. And I give my hat off to Representative Gottfried, too, for calling an investigation. But I like Representative Elise Stefanik, the congresswoman from New York.
She's great.
She is great. And she wants a federal investigation coming out of HHS. I agree with that. That's the most independent we can go. Look, I compared DeSantis in Florida, the governor there, to Cuomo in New York. DeSantis said, if you're testing positive and you go into a hospital, we're not bringing you back into the nursing home to reinfect. We're going to have special nursing homes for these people. Cuomo did just the opposite. 10 days later, he orders them back in and never told anybody. This is scandalous. Too many people have died, thousands have died, which are the direct result of his March 25th edict. And I think we have to find out. We got to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, Bill Donahue, your assembly member Nicole Malliotakis as well with Representative Stefanik is going up against this. And, you know, and I love your point is so well taken, Bill. Tish James is great. I'm a big fan, the AG of New York. But you know what? They spend more time going after President Trump and what he did 100 years ago in New York. But God forbid something like this happens. I don't think we're going to get any results. You're right when you talk about that. Hey, you're taking on, before we let you go, Bill, appreciate you jumping on. Bill Donahue is the president of the Catholic League. You're taking on, this is a good kid too. I don't like to say anything bad about anybody, Bill, you know, but Trevor Noah, I met him, spent time with him, a sweet guy. What happened now, Bill? What's going on?
I don't know what's been going on. I mean, we've had problems with Bill Maher and others over the years and with Jay Leno and Letterman and company, but most have kind of backed off. But he is relentless in painting all priests as predators. Now, you wouldn't say that about any other demographic section of the country. We all know the stereotypes about all the different ethnic groups and others, and it's simply wrong. And he is relentless. This man is cruel in what he's doing. We've now written to the board of directors of Viacom, CBS, and asking them, can you rein him in? I'm not asking for censorship. I'm not asking the government to solve my problems, but I'm saying corporate America, in this case, CBS, Viacom, CBS, they need to step up and say, can you treat Catholics the way you do, let's say, Native Americans or gays? And then he would get the point.
Yeah. Well, you know what? And to your point, Bill Donahue, 99.9% of priests are true disciples of Jesus Christ.
Absolutely.
And we know them, and they work so hard. They got to do a funeral. Then they got to turn it around. And that day, they do a wedding. And then they got to go visit somebody in a hospital. True disciples of Christ, 99.9%. So your point is well taken. Hey, Bill, all the very best to you, man. Keep us posted. And, you know, have a wonderful, meaningful Memorial Day weekend.
And the best to you, Joe. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bill Donahue right there. Hey, you know what we're going to do? We're going to take a break with Al and the news. And then Pat LaFreda, our guy. You know, I'm not a meat guy, but I'm telling you what. You want to eat a meat, you want to eat a LaFreda meat? Listen to me. And so Pat LaFreda himself, yes, the legendary LaFreda family will join us momentarily. We're going to tell you how to best cook again, we remember lives lost, certainly, in the United States military for Memorial Day, and God rest all their wonderful, brilliant souls, you know, putting their lives on, giving their lives for our freedoms. But then we're going to talk a little bit about, how you could possibly do some grilling. I'm not a griller. We're going to find out how to do that with Pat LaFreda coming up. Hey, right now, Big Al is standing by with the headline news just for yous right here. AM 970, the answer. Take it away, Albert.
Okay.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970, the answer.
65 degrees at 936. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. The stock market is open. It is down 73 points, about 0.25%, as the market just opened about 5 minutes ago. Parents of students at St. Mary's School are demanding to see the finances. They want to know why the pre-K through 8th grade Catholic school in Pompton Lakes is closing next term for financial reasons when they were never aware of financial struggles. Wednesday, about 50 parents held a protest in front of the school, saying if they had known, they would have tried to save the school for the 164 students. A parish press release says the school was operating at a $334,000 deficit. An East Village eatery plans to bring back the Automat when it opens this summer. The Brooklyn Dumpling Shop, set to open in July in the East Village, will have customers pre-order and then pick up their food in glass lockers that open with the scan of a smartphone. Customers will also have to have their temperatures checked by going through a metal detector to get inside. In sports, the Players Association responding to Major League Baseball's health and safety proposal to start the 2020 season. The union reportedly seeking clarification on issues like frequency of coronavirus testing, protocols for positive tests, and protection for high-risk players. Major League Baseball hoping to start right around the 4th of July. Stuck in traffic? Susie Cerrone's got the answer.
We have sunny skies and 62 degrees in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Busy in the boroughs. Problems now in the Bronx. An accident on the Deegan South at Van Cortlandt Park has one lane blocked. Delays from the Westchester line. And then a crash on the Cross Bronx eastbound at Jerome Avenue that has one lane out. That accident on the West Shore Expressway northbound near Victory Boulevard is involving an overturned tractor trailer. So all lanes are currently subject to closure. Avoid the West Shore northbound. Alternate side in effect 5 minutes into the city at the George Lincoln and Holland in New Jersey. 23 closed and detoured northbound and southbound Quarry Road to Oak Street. You're good to go on the New York State Thruway. Checking your forecast for today. Some sun now, but that'll fade. Showers begin this afternoon. A high of 73. Spotty rain tonight. Down to 60 in the city. Saturday rain with a high of 67. Sunday and Monday, Memorial Day weekend, partly sunny and 68. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970. The Answer.
State Farm is announcing the Good Neighbor Relief Program.
We're returning $2 billion to our auto policyholders through May 31st.
Because now, more than ever, being a good neighbor means everything. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hi, AM 970 listeners. Steve Adubato here. On One-on-One, we go in-depth and up-close on the issues that matter to you.
The jobs of tomorrow are not the jobs of yesterday.
Our culture, I don't think, has ever been tested the way it's being tested right now.
So check out my show, One-on-One, weeknights at 7 p.m. on NJTV and 12:30 a.m. on WNET 13 and online on NJ.com.
Hey, it's Joe Piscopo. Catch my friend Steve and his great lineup of guests every weeknight on One-on-One with Steve.
Eye on Real Estate, New York's longest-running show on real estate, answers everyone's questions, even if you live in California.
Are you calling from L.A.?
Yes, I am.
Dottie Herman, CEO and president of Douglas Elliman Real Estate, and her expert team will help you through the ins and outs of property ownership.
We have great listeners, a great audience, and a great team of professionals.
Call with your questions, 866-970-9622, every Saturday morning starting at 10 on AM 970, The Answer. Chris Tessine, veteran and former paratrooper, has teamed up with Jason Green, owner of Medicare Solutions and MagnaFlood, to help business owners open and restart their businesses after COVID-19. If you're a business owner, you know how important it is to get the economy back on track. That means opening our doors while finding a way to keep our customers and ourselves safe and healthy. That's where Medicare Solutions comes in. Medicare Solutions can provide your business with a touch-free biometric scanner. It's called the Checkpoint. Even if they're wearing a mask, all the customer needs to do is look into the screen. Easy, effective, and most importantly, safe. Medicare Solutions. Let's get the economy back on track. For more information, call 929-800-4205. That's 929-800-4205 today. Let's get America back to work.
Listen to AM 970 The Answer on Alexa. Tune in, iHeart, or radio.com.
Good morning, Joe on the radio. Pat LaFreda joining us in a moment. I want to tell you about MyPillow, if I may. Love MyPillow, love Mike Lindell, and he loves you. Now you can get one free, and buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow. Buy one, get one free pricing. I tell you what and then we'll move on to Pat, but I have to make it a point. Thank you for getting to MyPillow, because we got a call, I told you this before, from MyPillow, and we did like 10 times the business we generally do just last Friday, I think it was. And you go out, and I'm proud to be, I want to say thank you, because Mike's been so loyal as a sponsor to this program, to this radio station, to WMCA, our sister station. He's such a loyal guy. He come, and he gets radio, man, starting with Imus, you know, rest Imus's soul. He and Imus were very close, and Mike learned about radio. Then he came on my show, Kevin McCullough, Mike Gallagher, and he comes here. And now this is for you, from Mike Lindell, to say thank you for building up MyPillow, and this is from Joe to you saying thanks for buying the MyPillow, because it shows respect to Mike. There ain't no friendship anymore, man. Do you know what I'm saying? There's no loyalty. There's no character. Mike Lindell embodies all of that, and I love this guy. So now he's offering to you the buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillow, on Giza Dream Sheets, on MyPillow Towels. The product is great. It's made in America. All you got to do is go to MyPillow.com. You go to the radio listener specials, right? And then you put in the code AM970. Boom. Buy one, get one free pricing for you from Mike Lindell. And if you order Mike's book, What Are the Odds? This spectacular book about his life story. You can't believe it. Your entire MyPillow order will ship for free if you order Mike's book. And he will give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Are you kidding me? Don't miss out. It's a spectacular opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, on sheets, on duvets, and more from Mr. MyPillow, Mike Lindell. This is a great offer. Buy one, get one free. 800-651-0798. Or again, go to the radio listener specials page, please, at MyPillow.com. Remember that discount code, AM970.
It's the Friday Funnies on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM970, The Answer.
Nobody wants to go to your wedding. We are not excited like you are. Most of us are getting these invitations and going, oh, it's on a Saturday. Now, I don't want you to get the wrong impression. I don't want you to think we're not happy for you, because we are. We all think it's great. You two have met. You want to be together. You want to go off and do whatever you want to do in life. Just do it. Why is it necessary to ruin the day of 150 other people? We're not really part of this. Can't you leave us alone? But they cannot. They will not leave us alone. They agonize over every name on the guest list.
Expect more laughs on the Joe Piscopo Show.
That's the one and only Jerry Seinfeld speaking the truth right there. Hey, Pat LaFreda, third generation owner of Pat LaFreda Meat Purveyors. Proud to bring Pat to the airwaves. Hey, Pat, wishing you all the best with Memorial Day weekend. How you doing, my brother?
And the same to you, Joe. It's great to hear you.
Yeah, man. How's the family doing? All good at home?
Everyone's good. Everyone's healthy. Thank gosh. We haven't had a day off since this virus has hit. As part of the essential workforce, we've been just helping people get meat.
Yeah, we appreciate it too, Lafreda.com. And the best meat ever, Pat. You know, we talked about it. We've broken bread together, and I tell you, you guys make the best meat. And Dad's doing good, all well, please?
Everyone's good. He still comes in every morning at 2:30 a.m., but I try to limit his work time. But, you know, people still need to eat, and we do what we do.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, Pat, so it's Memorial Day weekend. Remember the military, certainly, first and foremost. And so many of our listeners are going to be grilling. I was just talking to Big Al about that with their families. Give us some few grilling tips that our listeners can benefit from.
Well, the biggest problem I ever see at a friend's house in grilling is putting meat, especially, on the grill before the grill is preheated. And if you have a top to your grill, keep that top down. Get it up to 700-800 degrees before anything touches that grill. This way you get a nice sear. I mean, regardless of what you're cooking, that's really what you want on something that you're going to, as we say, fast cook. So grilling is fast cooking. There's grill smoking. That's a slow cook. That's a low heat. But when you're grilling, there's nothing worse than putting a nice burger on and kind of boiling it. Right, it's like you steamed it. It's gray, and it's gray all the way through, because you didn't have enough heat to sear that side before you flipped it. And don't flip meat until it's easily taken off of the grate. So if you try to flip something and it's sticking to the grate, number one, the grates aren't hot enough yet, and the meat hasn't separated from the grate yet. That's how you know that you didn't. It's not cooked long enough on that side.
Yeah, what's the best grill, Pat Lafreda? What's it like? I always end up getting the propane to make the grill, but then people insist on the old, you know, the charcoal burn. What's the best in your opinion?
That's a great question. Look, I'm born and raised in Brooklyn. We don't have the time or the space. You know, charcoal is great and probably gives you a slightly better experience, but it's time involved in that, right? I don't have that kind of time. You throw the natural gas on, your grill's heating up, and you know where I live now, it's propane. It's very similar to natural gas. It comes on right away. Yep. So gas grill is more convenient if you have the time to put the coals on and let them turn gray.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then you have to get rid of the ashes after, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's hard.
Pat Lafreda, great guy, third generation owner of Pat Lafreda Meat Purveyors. I'm a fan. I must tell you. You know why? I told you this before as you listened that I'm not really a meat guy. I sat down with Pat, with Frankie V, right? We were with your guy Mark, and we're there having a great time. And then it's okay. It's okay if someone like me, Pat Lafreda, says, well done, please. Because everybody busts my chops. I get a Lafreda meat. I say, is it okay to say that? Or am I being politically incorrect when I want something well done, Pat Lafreda?
Well, you're probably being politically correct. As a butcher, I may perceive you as being politically correct. But here, the more you cook any meat, the less you'll taste of it. But if I always say this, you need to be comfortable in what you're eating. The way you want to cook it. Some will say to me, Pat, you don't want any sauce on your steak. I'm sure you just want. Well, hold on. Of course. Did you make a sauce? I want to taste that sauce. I want that on my steak. You know, bring something to it. You want to be comfortable in what you're eating. I never tell a vegetarian they have to eat meat. No, if they're not comfortable eating meat, don't eat it. Just don't tell me not to eat it.
It's so true. Hey, Pat, if you're looking, before we let you go, Pat, if you're looking to experiment a bit this weekend and go beyond standard hamburgers and Franks, what would you suggest, sir?
Well, as we've seen, prices have crashed now after the meat shortage that didn't really happen. So some cuts that were really expensive are inexpensive again. So outside skirt steak is probably one of the more expensive economy cuts, but that's the old Romanian steak that used to get in a diner. It's got so much flavor. I would grill Romanian steak in a heartbeat. And I love those rolled into pinwheels and then cut down the center. They're amazing. And the old Italian way is just to sprinkle the inside of that roll with fresh parsley, grated cheese, some lemon zest, tie it, and split it down the center, and you have two beautiful pieces.
Yeah. Now, and should we prepare for the meat for grilling in any specific way? People, they'll marinate it for like ever. And any specific secrets that you could share with us, Pat LaFreda?
Yes, marinating is great. I just warn consumers to not follow what a lot of chefs do, because chefs do this in a controlled environment where they take their meat out and they bring it up to room temperature first. Yeah. Go from your refrigerator right to the grill, because to take that chance of a pathogen growing on that meat while it sits outside and the temperature rising. In a controlled environment in the kitchen, that's great. Not at home, not in your backyard, don't do it.
All right, Pat, listen, give my love, give your father a big hug, and to everybody at the LaFreda family. We're proud to have you on the radio, man. LaFreda, by the way, if you go to LaFreda.com, you get the best meats. I mean, over and above, you can't compare the LaFreda meats to anything else. I'm telling you, I know I'm a connoisseur in that regard. And, Pat, we're honored to have you on the program with us, man. You're a great man. You're a great family, man. No, thank you, my brother. God bless you. And listen, when this is all over, let's please get together, and again, we'll have a great dinner with you, Mark, and the family, okay?
Can't wait, Joe. You have a great Memorial Day weekend. Thanks for having me on.
You too. Pat LaFreda right there. Pat LaFreda, Meat Purveyors, LaFreda.com. I'm telling you, you're going to absolutely love this. Hey, it's 9:50. Look at this. 10 minutes away from Mike Gallagher. 10:05, Mike jumps on the air right now. Susie Cerrone doing a great job in for Debbie Duhaime right here on AM 970, The Answer.
Stuck in traffic? We've got the answer.
Sunny skies and 65 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic, alternate side of the street. Parking rules are in effect today. Really busy in the boroughs. We've got an accident on the Cross Bronx eastbound at Jerome Avenue blocking a lane. A crash on the Deegan southbound at Van Cortlandt. That has one lane out. Heavy delays on the Gowanus northbound 38th Street right up to the Gowanus Canal. That's down to a 15-minute delay. And a crash involving an overturned tractor trailer on the West Shore, northbound by Victory Boulevard, all lanes subject to closure in that one. Inbound George Lincoln and Holland, 5 minutes or less. An accident in northern New Jersey. 23 is closed and detoured north and southbound Quarry Road to Oak Street. No problems on the parkway, even if you're headed down the shore. Quick look at your forecast. Some sun now. Spotty showers move in this afternoon with a high of 73. Rain tonight down to 60 in the city. Saturday, rainy and 67. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on the Joe Piscopo Show on AM 970, The Answer.
Armchair psychologists have tried and failed to throw doubt on President Trump's sanity. There's a new book that puts famous insane leaders in historic perspective. It's called History's Nine Most Insane Rulers. Author Scott Rank has unearthed the real lives of the nine most mentally unbalanced leaders through the ages. Some suffered from schizophrenia, like King Charles VI of France, who thought he was made of glass. Then there's Ottoman Sultan Ibrahim, the first who practiced his archery skills by pointing his arrows at his palace servants. Order the new book, History's Nine Most Insane Rulers, today at Amazon or wherever books are sold.
I've always wanted to learn another language, but every time I try, it never sticks. So I decided to give Babbel a try, and I really like the teaching method of the app. I started with the beginner lesson on Babbel, and it starts with simple words and phrases, and soon you're putting those words into a conversation. Each lesson takes about 10 to 15 minutes, and they're all really different, which keeps things interesting. The app is really smart. It actually keeps track of the words I'm struggling with so I can practice them and get better. I chose Babbel because it was created by real language teachers. They built it around real life, how people actually communicate, and what they care about. I can't wait to use my new language skills in the real world. Dos cervezas, por favor.
With Babbel, get conversational in Spanish, French, German, and more. It just takes 10 to 15 minutes a day. Now try Babbel free. Just go to Babbel.com or download the Babbel app and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com, Babbel.com.
You know, spring cleaning doesn't just mean the deep clean you do around the house once a year. You may want to do some tidying up for your business's digital marketing, and Salem Surround can help. We give you all the right tools to surround your target audience and turn website visitors into website leads. Contact Salem Surround for a free evaluation of your digital presence and learn how to get your advertising message in front of today's consumers. Learn more at SurroundNewYork.com. SurroundNewYork.com. Connecting you with new customers.
Here's your AM 970 weather answer forecast.
Some morning sunshine will give way to clouds today. A late day shower around, high 70. Then tonight, cloudy with a couple of showers, though 59. Cloudy, cool and damp tomorrow with a couple of showers, high 67. On Sunday, clouds will give way to some sun, cool breeze, high 67. For Monday, Memorial Day, pleasant with clouds and sun and a high near 70. AM 970, The Answer.
All right, you quarantine. Okay, you got to call Susan at Rhino Shield, please. You got to call. You just get an estimate. Just get a picture of your house and the color that you want with the ceramic coating that is Rhino Shield sealing your house. And by the way, your business, by the way, if the business is down, now is the time to Rhino Shield your business. That, by the way, is your calling card. And you want a 25-year guarantee? Boom. You got it. You want Susan to offer 15% off the final price for any job signed in the month of May, no matter when you want the job started. Boom, you got it. Susan is also offering no payments, no interest financing for 1 year. I'm telling you, again, this is what I tell you about that makes your life easier. When I Rhino Shielded my house, I don't have to worry about it anymore. I don't want to have to worry about painting my house and doing the little fix up here and there. You know what I mean? Oh, it looks faded here. Mikey, help me out. I got to paint up. No, none of that. And then when Susan comes in, I'm telling you, and she goes, Joe, we should do your deck. And I look and I say, okay, we go through the colors with the kids. We have a ball doing that back and forth. We're texting back and forth. What color do you want the deck? Susan says, I would suggest butternut. And I'm going, butternut, interesting. It will make the house look, she said, richer, just like that. I got a farmhouse in the woods in New Jersey, right? Boom, butternut. My house looks so much richer. I'm telling, best thing I've ever done. Rhino shielded the home, and then I did the deck. I'm so proud of my house. Again, I fell in love with my house again. And now, God, if I want to sell it, I'm just thinking, you know, you want to move on. The value of my house has increased incredibly because I Rhino shielded my home. Give Susan a call. She's a small business. She's an independent business. She's a woman that started this business on her own. And we support Susan. We support Rhino Shield. Please give her a call. It's 877-744-6608. Just like that. And you will love Susan. She's so much fun to work with. 877-744-6608. Rhino Shield. It's not paint.
Mike Gallagher is next on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey, it's Joe on the radio on a weekend. Let me go to Adrian calling from Nashville, Tennessee. Adrian, good morning. And nice to hear from you down there, down south. What's going on? Everything okay in your life?
Yes, I'm glad I'm out of New York.
Yeah, well, we got our problems. It's beautiful down there, girl.
It is.
Where are you from originally, Adrian?
The Bronx, actually.
Oh, look at you. Now you're down there in Nashville, Tennessee. Do they make fun of you with the accent, right?
Well, a little bit, but I tell you, the people down here are wonderful, so I'm very
happy.
Yes,
they are. Oh, yes, they are. They are leading the way. They really are. What's on your mind this morning, Adrian?
I wanted to thank you for putting Dr. Greer on. I'm going to get his book. He's fantastic. Whatever he said, I believe in. And, you know, also I wanted to mention, Bill Gates is the largest vaccine producer, and he partners with Dr. Fauci. Yeah. Dr. Fauci is becoming Dr. Hollywood. He's filming with Julia Roberts on global warming. Their thing is to control and track people. That's scary.
Adrian, this is
what America's going to be if they vote Democrat.
Yeah, you're right on the money, Adrian. And we're very, very honored that you would listen to us down south like that. And from the Bronx to Nashville, Tennessee, you're doing good. Adrian, all the best on this Memorial Day. God bless you and your family. Frankie Five Boroughs, thanks for another spectacular week of shows, brother. God bless you. Murano in the morning on Sunday morning, followed by the great John Katsimatidis, that great block of radio. Al Gattulo, check out the beer cast from Al Gattulo. Susie, great job for Debbie Duhame. It is Memorial Day weekend. We're going to grill. We're going to have fun. You're going to take a nice break. We have the best of Joe Piscopo coming up on Monday on AM 970, The Answer. Please remember, lives that were given for our freedoms in the United States of America. Make it a great weekend because you deserve it.